Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, she was supposed to be for me. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. Because right now, we have to do the prank phone call for today. And Junior is in for the nephew. Junior, what you got?
Nephew Tommy, do he still work here?
Yes, he's still working. He's on vacation.
Ask his uncle. He approved his time. I ain't never seen this vacation this long. We don't never get this long. I just want to know he still work here. That's what I was asking.
Ask his supervisor about that. Talk to him.
Tommy, you come on, man. You know, Tommy been wanting to be this way a long time.
He just showing who he really is right now. That what you're saying? He just being here.
Everything he see me do.
I got it.
That's a good thing, right? That he emulates you.
I got
right?
it. That makes sense.
He want to try to do it.
So when you take off a month, he finna take off a month.
He ain't gonna be gone no more.
He already running short. He texted
right, you. Right, he running out of days.
He texted you and said, "What, Steve?"
Man, we're gonna have to deal with this when I got back, man. We just over here spending all kind of money. You didn't think that stuff was gonna be free, did you? You didn't think it came with the airline ticket. You know, I already bought your ticket on points. You didn't think if you stayed at the hotel, you could spend the money.
Let's get into the prank phone call.
I'm glad they're having a good time.
Here's a prank for today. The wedding with Butchie. Come on, Cat.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Alan.
This is he.
Hey, Alan, how you doing? This is Butchie, man.
Butchie?
Yeah. You was at the cookout the other day with the family. I'm Christian's cousin.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You was at the cookout the other day. I wanted to reach out to you. I know the wedding is in the next 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. It's okay. Like two and a half. Yeah.
Yeah, you ready for that?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Well, hey man, I got a little bit of a problem that that we kind of wanted to call you about, you know, because the family got together and had a little meeting, like, and what the deal is this here. I know you excited and want to marry my cousin, and she kind of excited too about the whole thing. But you know, like the family members, we got together and decided that for right now, we finna call the wedding off for right now.
What you talking about? Calling the wedding off?
Well, see, you know, everybody think you cool and all. And, you know, we real, real passionate, man, about, you know, people marrying into our family or whatever. Like, you know, the gathering the other day, you know that was a potluck thing. Everybody bring something, right?
Hold on. Kristen ain't never told me no like that.
About what?
About something about not getting no married.
Okay, well, see, right here, like I say, this is what the family done decided on.
I don't give a what the family decided on.
Okay, see, that's what I'm trying to tell you. See, we're a real close-knit family, and it's like this here. See, first of all, let me get you to understand this here. You talking to Butchie right now, all right? See, here's the deal. You know, we done decided that the wedding ain't finna happen in 2 weeks. Until, like, when we had the potluck barbecue, everybody bring something. Why you ain't bring nothing?
What you talking about? I'm paying for the wedding.
Oh, that's what you finna throw up in our face, that you paying for the wedding?
Hell yeah. What was I supposed to bring?
Hey, man, everybody bring something when we have a potluck, you know. Everybody bring something and contribute to the function or the event that's going on, you know. And for you to walk up in there and not have nothing, that let us know what kind of person you gonna be in the family. We can't have it.
Oh, who is this again?
This Butchie right here.
I don't know no Butchie. Look, I came to the family gathering picnic. I came there, showed up, loving on all y'all, telling y'all how great this was going to be. And now you telling me I can't marry Kristen? Is that what you're telling me?
Hey, man, the family done already voted. And when the family vote, dog, that's it.
I ain't marrying the family.
You marrying my cousin Kristen. That's what you trying to do. And you ain't finna marry her.
Look, don't be calling up to my job talking no like this. I'm already on hot from today with some bull my supervisor done pulled. Do not come calling me with no bull.
Hey, man, let me tell you this here. Until we can decide that...
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangster rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangster rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You good for Christian? Until we can decide that, you know, you can handle being married to her and you come correct as a family member. And if you're going to come to potlucks, then you bring a pot. You ain't bring nothing.
I ain't got to bring nothing. I'm paying for this wedding. I don't give a what y'all say. All that money I done dropped for this? I bought 2 bottles of wine to it.
You bought, when you, I ain't seen no wine.
I don't care if you got that wine or not. I saw her mama drinking it.
Okay, well, I ain't getting no wine. I don't remember nobody bringing no wine. See, Butchie normally see everything that go on.
I got class. I don't know what you talking about. Butchie, whatever. I brought some wine. Her mama was drinking it, and I ain't playing that. This wedding going down. I done spent over $23,000 on this.
Hey, man, I done already told you that the family done voted on that the wedding name.
I don't give a what the family voted on. I done paid for this. I ain't heard nothing from Kristen about this.
Kristen might not know what we done voted on. We make decisions sometimes for everybody. You understand?
That don't include me.
We'll let Kristen know that we finna stop the wedding. I'm just calling to let you know before I even tell her what's up.
You trying to tell me Kristen don't even know?
Nah, we ain't told her that we don't agree with you yet and that we gonna stop the wedding. We ain't told her that.
Man, get the out of here. I done paid all this money for this, man. Y'all ain't stopping.
Hey, man, I done already told you what we doing, all right? I'm not finna continue to go back and forth with you.
You better get off my phone raising your voice at me. I don't hey know man, who the hell you
I tell you what, let me say this to you. I don't care if I got to bust up in that church and stop this wedding, because you done went against what we done said, whatever I got to do.
I don't know who you with. I wish your would try to stop this wedding. Look, we can handle this right now. I can get off of work. I'm already going through some bullshit. And I'm already on fire. I will come there and bust your right now.
I don't know. You know what? See, what she was going with Nigel. See, Nigel ain't act like this.
Hey, oh, wait, what the? I don't know. You didn't bring that up. Me and that already had. Don't even bring that name up in me.
Hey man, I'm just keeping it real with you. Nigel ain't act like this here.
That we done have words, and if that want to come and bust up in there too, he get dealt with just like that too.
Hey man, all I'm just trying to say is the whole family, 100%.
All that, I don't want to hear nothing about this no more. Tell me where to be, and we can deal with this right now.
I'm just letting you know the family done voted. The family done already agreed on it. Now what we'll do, we'll push the wedding back and then give us time to reevaluate you.
Man, reevaluate me? I don't need no evaluation from y'all. Me and Krista get married. I done put some money on this.
All I know is the wedding ain't happening.
The wedding is happening. Not after I done paid for all this. You on some bull. You, the family. We gonna get married in 2.5 weeks. And y'all, if y'all don't come, and if y'all come up in that, y'all gonna get dealt
hey,
with
man,
straight
I
up.
Know, I'm
bring that.
I'm trying. Hello.
What?
Hey man, I'm trying to tell you, man. Right now, the family don't want you in the family right now.
I don't give a about y'all. I ain't in love with y'all. I'm marrying Kristen, and I can give a if I see y'all ever again.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you this here. The family voted on one more thing. You need to go on and know that while we at it.
This ain't no damn democracy. We getting married. That is between her and I. And if y'all don't want to be there, jump off in the ditch.
It's one more thing we done voted on.
What the else you done voted on?
We voted on this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Kristen's entire family got me to prank phone call you.
Y'all some... Y'all some... I'm still up when they come to the wedding. Fuck you, Tommy. I don't put all that money out like that. I was like, no, sir.
I got one more thing I got to ask you, dog. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Tommy, I'm being real with you, man. Somebody gonna f*** you up.
All right, it is Shirley, the wedding with Butchie. Okay, nephew, I'll be back sometime this week. Then he running short on money. I just found out. you think all that came with the points for the flight? Did you?
The next text will be Uncle Steve send money. It will. Yeah, it will.
It will.
All right, Junior, thank you. Coming up next, it is a strawberry letter, and the subject is, she was supposed to be just for me. Mm. All right, we'll get into that, find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.